This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Safe and sound, whatever nook, cranny, or giant canyon you hail from. It's really been some rough sliding lately, hasn't it? Been as far as Mother Nature is concerned. We had the fires in the West. We had all the flooding that happened in Kentucky and in other areas. A lot of you in Arizona getting in touch with me about the monsoons. And certainly I've seen some wicked video coming out of Phoenix and even Tucson. And really the start of the week coming off of the weekend, again, rather rough. That is Mother Nature. There's no question about it. You can get that wicked curveball here and there. And it seems like lately a lot of them have been coming down the pike. The conversation across the land besides the weather is a lot of it is going back to school and will there be enough teachers? And what about COVID? Are there counties and cities and rural areas that are watching, and I think they are always watching, but are they watching for a big uptick to try to feel like they have to make some decisions? And that's mandates. You know, we've been away from the whole mandate thing for a while now. I've said this before. There is no question. We're weary, we're burned out, and we're sick of it. And absolutely. But nobody wants to get long COVID. Nobody wants to get COVID. And nobody wants to get caught off guard. Nobody. D.C. is one of the few school districts where they're making attending school contingent on having the COVID vaccine. The mandate there is for students 12 and older. So no vaccine, no getting into the school, and then it's a question of what can they do virtually, what will happen virtually. And there are still plans for that are underway in some of the school districts, that there still is that option to be able to do school from afar, almost like in the beginning of COVID, where everybody in every district across the country dealt with that and nobody was going to schools. I don't think that's what happens, but certainly there are going to be some interesting scenarios that play out in the next couple of months, especially first getting back to school and then ultimately what happens in the fall, because the fall seems to be where it gets worse. The other conversation is about monkeypox. Remember when monkeypox first jumped on the radar? Oh, geez, yeah. It's okay. Don't worry about monkeypox. We don't have to worry about that. Well, now 1 million high-risk men might be unable to get these doses of vaccines that they need for months on end because there aren't enough shots to go around. In fact, I saw a quote from the director of global health policy who said, when you look mathematically at what the requirements are, we're facing some tough sledding here. We're not going to have until year's end 2 million doses. Where is it bad? Some of the hardest hit areas, New York City, D.C. And then the question becomes, we're talking about men spreading it to other men, but can other people get this? And the answer is yes. But the panic button hasn't been hit, and the focus is not on that at this point. Demand, however, is up, and will it spill into other populations? Will it spill into other demographics? So there is no question that the idea of securing more doses, especially with question marks flying around, is key for the administration when they're asked about this every single day at somebody's White House briefings. Will there be enough doses to go around? Will there be enough doses? Will there be enough doses? And let me tell you, if you've seen what monkeypox does, it's not pretty. In fact, I think it's very scary to get it. When it's hard to shake, and also what it physically does to you. But again, at this point, mostly confined to one community. However, absolutely, there is the take that it's not just, we can't say it's only going to hit the gay community, that it certainly can spread to others as well. And so there is the big watch on that. Speaking of watching, there was so much made about Nancy Pelosi visiting Taiwan. And what was, you know, was this the right time to do this? And what about what's happening with our relationship with China? And, of course, that's part of the whole Taiwan thing. We're kind of teetering on the precipice of the ugly when it comes to China and what they're doing with Taiwan. So Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, goes to Taiwan, gets a lot of support ultimately in Washington, not at first, but then gets support in Washington, even some bipartisan support for this, because China is showing a lot of force in the Taiwan Strait because they're looking at what can they do to control as much as they can control, we'll say, on the island, right? So we're pushing ahead, we being the United States, with support for Taiwan, with arms sales, diplomatic lobbying, because the tension has really, really gone a lot higher as far as could there be military confrontation. And the answer is yes, there could be. So you think of Ukraine, and this is what I'm trying to compare to. You think of Ukraine and Russia interloping there and then ultimately invading. China is interloping on Taiwan a lot. And, of course, our relationship with China is really kind of weakening. And now you have the Speaker of the House, which the Speaker of the House is, what, second in line to the presidency. So it's huge when someone that has that title tiptoes and then smashes open the door to visit a place like Taiwan. So the timing is very, very interesting on this. And, of course, part of this is COVID-19 and the economy and the issues and the tensions between China and Taiwan, because Taiwan flat out nailed China for what's happened in our world with COVID and the pandemic. So I guess the idea of the visit is let's show support, let's show that we are still supportive of Taiwan, and we're not necessarily trying to poke the panda, so to speak. We're not trying to necessarily push a relationship in a worse direction with China, but we're trying to show that we're standing with Taiwan as they're kind of in this ambiguous spot. So this is something to watch, absolutely, in what the relationship is between China and Taiwan, and then ultimately our relationship with both of those countries. A long way to go coming up. More on what's happening in Kentucky, plus your thoughts when we hit the mailbag a little bit later this hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Sun is shining, weather is sweet here. Make you wanna move, you're dancing to there. To the rescue.
Rectum, wrecked lives. Too many people dead because of that nasty flooding and the Kentucky governor saying the water systems have been heavily, heavily damaged. So there's so much to rebuild and there's so much that's being unearthed as the last couple of days have been awful. Certainly food, water, electricity for the people that have been affected, that's ahead of the way of many of the people who are trapped. As human beings, the response has been, of course, as I would expect in the United States, overwhelming, which is a good thing because these people need it. They need backup. They need a big fat hug, seriously. Not just a financial one. They need it in every sense of the word. 1,300 people rescued from flooded areas. 1,300. 37 is still the official death toll at this point because of the floods. But they still believe that there's going to be more people that they're going to find. Now, because of the heat, cooling centers have been set up across at least 8 counties because of the severe heat that hit on Wednesday and Thursday. It's going to be the same way. And there's no electricity, so how do you get out of that? And there's a lot of displaced people, and that's what it is. Staying with people they know or getting a leg up from the counties that they live in. But just, you know, can you imagine what that would be like? And it is a thing, I think, that you take for granted, like the whole shelter thing. And when I say that to all of you, you know exactly what I mean. We're chugging along, and I say, what's buzzing in your backyard and mine? And we're just moving along. We're dealing with inflation and crappy prices that we have to deal with and the supply chain woes and stretching paycheck to paycheck and all of that. and we're just pulling up in that driveway. We're pulling up in front of the house. We're pulling up in the garage. And we're just shutting down. We just want to shut down and chillax. That's it. I know you all have that in common with me and people I know. Well, what happens when you get thrown that curveball I talked about at the top by Mother Nature? You're dealing, is what you're doing. First, you're surviving. The adrenaline is coursing through you. You're trying to survive it. You may be sitting on a roof and be lucky to be alive. And then you deal with the reality of being completely displaced, the reality of what do we do next? I can't walk around in circles. People are trying to help me. That's a good thing, but I got to move forward. Every day I got to get up. I got to figure this out, right? I have to figure out what do I need to do? How can I get to a point where I feel like I can move forward? Because that's what it feels like when you're dealing with debris, damage, roads that are impassable, and bridges, and your little slice of nirvana is gone. That property that you've been paying on is ripped up, is gone. The house is gone, and what are you doing? Where are you rebuilding? And then you've got, you know, the people who are burying people. You have funerals that are moving forward because really it's still been that dig out. So Team Kentucky Flood Relief, they've set up that fund. Over $3 million in donations so far for all the families that have been affected. And so like I said, there's no question that many of us in America will do whatever we can to help. But the people that are going through this, trying to get into safe zones, trying to get medication. Remember, people are medication dependent. What about people who are older, supplies that they need? What about the people who are under boiled water advisories? It's rough. I mean, it is. It's rough. The toughest of the tough have been brought to serious breakdowns and tears. I mean, that's it. Yeah. And this infrastructure damage is hurting in the recovery and also the extreme heat that's kicking up is hurting in the recovery. But you got to move forward and figure out a way to dig out and put it back together. And that's exactly, obviously, what the governor is trying to do there and all these other organizations that are helping. And it's one step at a time, because I think it's going to be years. In some of these counties, from what I understand and some of the quick conversations I have with people from Kentucky and areas that are really close to it, they're beautiful areas, but some of them very remote and hard to reach. So they didn't have a lot of infrastructure, so to speak. And it's showing now because of this catastrophe. So now it's about figuring out in the smaller areas what's next and how do they get the support that they need. And it's not just about throwing dollars at it, because then ultimately it's the resources and moving in front of it and looking at what has to happen in the next couple of weeks. All right, a sad story happened earlier in the day. It was announced that Congresswoman Jackie Walorowski and two staff members were killed in an Indiana car crash. I saw it, I guess I got maybe a text. Something came across my mobile device once that was announced. The House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced it, I think, on Twitter and posted something about it, just saying that she was killed in an accident in the afternoon, and that her husband was informed, and please keep the family in your thoughts and prayers, and we don't have any further comments. So it was a two-car crash on Route 19 south of 119, if you know that area. There was a driver who was just left of that center line and collided head-on with the SUV that she was in, and two staffers, you know, two young people that worked for her in their late 20s, and that was it. They were they were hit, and also the driver of the other one was pronounced dead at the scene. So you may notice there are some places, not just at the Capitol, that are that have the flags at half staff in memory of her. She's a long time congresswoman who helped in all kinds of ways, starting off with the Indiana State House, and served obviously in Congress, and was one of those people that had a way of kind of bridging the divide, right? She's been in Congress. She had been in Congress since 2013. She was probably the top Republican. She was the top Republican on the House Ethics Committee. She was a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. And she was absolutely conservative through and through. And she did mission work even before she came to the Hill. I actually know quite a lot about her because I had a friend that worked closely with her on something that they were working on together. And she was appointed in 2021 to that top spot on the Ethics Committee, which was always kind of a dicey thing, you know, when you're on those panels. And she was definitely well liked on both sides of the aisle when we're in a cantankerous world when it comes to politics. So that's a really, really sad story. And especially you think of the, not only her, but you think of the young staff members with everything in front of them. And, you know, just like that, in an instant, a car pushing over to the center lane and then hitting them head on. And that's it. All right, a lot of you on your mind, what happened Tuesday, politically speaking, with some of what we saw in these primaries, because the primaries keep on ticking as we get closer to the midterm elections. So when we hit the mailbag, we'll also go through a couple of those. Some questions about this new poll showing that Joe Biden's 2024 problems are definitely problems, that there are a lot of Democrats that are bailing on the president. And what does that mean? What's the reality check if he were running again, and if he ran against Donald Trump or even Ron DeSantis, what does that look like? A few of you hit me up in the mailbag about that, so we're talking about it. Round the bend next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. The Chinese military says it plans to conduct drills around Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left the island. A post on Chinese state media says live fire drills will begin Thursday in 5 sections of the South China Sea and the Pacific Islands surrounding Taiwan. China has expressed anger over her trip to Taiwan and has said it threatens relations with the U.S. Catholic Vote has tracked a massive uptick in violence against pregnancy care centers with 11 acts of vandalism in July and 31 attacks, including firebombing in June alone. Altogether, there have been 62 pro-abortion attacks on pregnancy resource centers since early May. And prices at the pump are down again today. AAA lists the national average price per gallon of regular gas at $4.16. That's a drop of 2 cents from yesterday and 14 from just a week ago. This is USA Radio News. California's largest wildfire of the season is now blamed for 4 deaths. Authorities confirmed Tuesday that 2 more bodies have been found along the path of the massive McKinney Fire. Earlier this week, 2 bodies were discovered in a burned-out car, with the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office saying it appeared they were trying to flee the raging inferno. CAL FIRE says the blaze remains at 0% containment after burning through more than 56,000 acres. And new rights are being offered to illegal immigrants.
Flying in the face of everything constitutional, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, without discussion or notification, voted last week to allow illegal immigrants to take government jobs. Another law in San Francisco that allowed illegal immigrants to vote in school board meetings was struck down last week by San Francisco Superior Court Judge Richard Ulmer. His ruling stated that the Constitution of the United States cannot be overwritten by state constitutions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Stick in the mail bag.
Full the mailbag, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. That's where you can hit me up 24/7. Matthew, listening to us in New Orleans, says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I would love to ask you about sports. I laugh out loud sometimes when I listen to the Man Cave, and I think I would like to be sitting right there in one of those lazy boys with you, telling you who I think the greatest of all time is in every single one of the top 4 sports. We may think in a similar manner." And when I look at the politics of the day, it's crazy to think about what will happen in the next presidential election. And will we really see another Trump versus Biden, or will Ron DeSantis end up being the nominee for the Republicans, and is somebody else going to step into the shoes of Biden, which I'm not a Democrat, I'm an independent, but mostly leaning Republican. But wouldn't that be a shocker if that happened? Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, the timing of this, Matt, it's I've been saying this, that, you know, we're seeing what happened in these primaries and what does that mean and what does that show in swing states and all of that. And you know, we're still a bit a ways, obviously, for from this presidential election, but it's 2 years in the running, really. When you're running, especially whoever the Republican nominee is, but even for this president, because he's running against himself, really, the policy. So there was a poll, a New Hampshire poll, that showed with the Republican, in the Republican primaries, that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has pulled about even with Donald Trump, and this is an early poll. And, you know, when you talk about primaries, and that does call into question, though, is he the presumptive nominee or not? It could be a real race, I guess, if both were going to run. And then you look at Biden, and there have been these polls that show that there's a large number of Democrats who would prefer someone other than Biden as their 2024 nominee. But who would that be if it's not him? And Buttigieg's name keeps coming up, the transportation secretary, where he actually, in a poll from the University of New Hampshire, he actually tied pretty much with Buttigieg. So you got the sitting president tying with the transportation secretary, who, of course, ran last time around. And then it's some of the same names we've seen before, except for the California governor, Gavin Newsom's name, is coming up. But you still have Bernie Sanders in the mix and Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota. So it's bad news, I think, for Biden. Bad, bad, bad news, because every poll, these things keep churning up. And what will the Democrats do? I mean, what's going to happen there? Because it's so unusual, you're absolutely right, for a sitting president to be in that kind of a vulnerable position unless they decide not to run themselves, right? That, of course, makes the big difference. All right, then I got this from Joseph, who listens to us in Arizona, and he says, Kate, I heard you talking the other night about all the things that we were, all the people that were being voted on in Arizona. It was a very, very interesting election cycle, to say the least, or Tuesday anyway, as we get closer to the promised land, which means ultimately who represents. But I don't know that I was completely taken aback or surprised by some of what we saw in Arizona, because there's no question that the former president has a big foothold here, as you know, and some of the people who he backed are people who have a great chance to maybe win. I mean, who knows? You know, it's it is that who knows. I mean, right? This is pretty much what happens, right? The state representative, Mark Fincham, who was a Trump endorsee and a 2020 election denier, he's affiliated, I think, with the Oath Keepers, won the Republican nomination for Secretary of State against three other way lesser-known candidates, right? Rusty Bowers, the Arizona House Speaker, who drew Trump supporters' anger for resisting the efforts to overturn the 2020 election and then testifying before the January 6th Congressional Committee, lost a state Senate primary to David Farnsworth, who was endorsed by the former president, by Donald Trump. And then you have a couple of other areas that were also impacted. The Arizona slate was packed with all kinds of people on all sides of this, including I saw a picture today. I woke up to this. Somebody sent it to me. I'm sure it was all over in Arizona. The Republican gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake holding up a sledgehammer, speaking to her supporters during the election night primary, and she's in this tight race with the challenger, Robinson, for the Republican nomination. Like, it's just nip and tuck. It's that close. And a lot of people in Arizona, it seems, really went out to weigh in on this, right? So, like, then you look at the Arizona Republicans choosing Blake Masters, who is a venture capitalist, who goes along with the election claims, with the former president's election claims, and he's become a central name in the far right discourse. He's going to face Senator Mark Kelly in one of a handful of races that could determine the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. So Arizona is a state to watch, absolutely. All right, let's go to this one. This is interesting. This is from John, who says, "Hi, Kate. I listen to you as much as I can. I have kind of a wonky work week, so it just depends on when I'm around. But needless to say, there's a very troubling story that I read in the Washington Post. I'm sure you probably have read about this and know about this as well. And I'm wondering if it's going to be tough to get election workers because of some of the threats that they face across the country. And I guess the Justice Department has revealed that they've gone over a lot of these hostile threats against people who have worked in who've worked polls, so to speak, in places like Nevada and Michigan and a lot of other states. And I don't know if you've ever been asked to do that, probably not with what you do for a living, but I've done it in the past, and I'm proud to do it. I'm proud to sit near or be involved with people who don't share my same feelings. We need people to be workers and to be able to try to do the best we can to have these elections come off where it's not like we're in a banana republic. Yeah, I did see that story you're talking about. There was, I guess they said there was over 1,000 threats against workers, election workers, in the past year, which there's even been some federal charges. And there was 5 different cases, I think 1 conviction, if I'm right about that, and that is a big problem across the country, that there have been, like, seriously violent threats leveled at election people. So imagine that, that you can't get people to work the elections. And of course, this is has really started to happen since the 2020 election. Not that it has never happened before, but I guess it really the uptick has been huge. So if you're getting that trauma, if you've got a family, if you're getting death threats, are you going to want to stay in that position, right? The one conviction was this 42-year-old Travis Ford, I guess, pled guilty to threatening to kill Colorado's Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, on Instagram last year. So he's going to be sentenced in October for that. You know, that, and that was a threat on social media. They say some of it's even worse, some of the other things that they've uncovered. So people don't want to be election workers. And what happens when states don't have enough poll workers to run a fair election in our upcoming cycles? That scares me. It's interesting that you asked me that question about working the polls, because in moving states, I was asked that, because they reach out to everyone when they reach out to you, and of course I can't do it with what I do, but I think it's tremendous when people volunteer and they're involved in it. I've said this from day one. As a kid, when we came to the dinner table, guess what? We talked about current events. We talked about what was happening in the world. And my mother especially encouraged that. And the thing that she drilled into my brother and I both, into our heads, is you should vote in every single election. No matter how you vote, it's up to us to continue the process of democracy. So I think it's important to level your vote, and I think it's important to have volunteers that are safe. You can email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts as we well know them to be true, right? I do know some of these facts are true, like this fact, right? This, you're going to like this one. This is a sweet fact that I dug up. A sweet fact for some. I am a big fan of chicken. I like chicken sandwiches. I make a lot of chicken dishes. And I saw something on The Hustle about chicken inflation. And I wondered, yes, of course, as we all go to the grocery store, if you buy chicken, you see that it has gone up. But did you know when we're out there spending our money fast food wise, so perhaps sitting in the restaurant, in the second quarter, Americans spent $2.4 billion buying 678 million breaded chicken sandwiches. That's up 3% from quarter number one. So, KFC, Wendy's, Burger King have already put tens of millions on national television ads for their chicken sandwiches. And you know what? It's true. I have when I've now gotten hooked into something, when I have that precious rare time to just chillax, I've now gotten hooked into a series called Wicked Tuna that some of you may watch on Discovery Channel. You know, it's the tuna fisherman. It's crazy. And I've seen these ads for, you normally think, maybe burgers, especially Burger King. But it's true. It is about the chicken. And breaded chicken sandwiches have gone up 5% year on year end. It shows because chicken has gone up. So how about that? I thought that was pretty interesting in the trends anyway, to look at the trends. So if we were to go back in time, in a time capsule, on this day in history, have you ever ridden in a San Francisco cable car? My aunt lived there when I was really young, and I had a chance to do that as a kid, and it was just, I thought it was just the wildest thing, going up and down these hills, right? Because I grew up on the opposite side of the country. In 1873, the Clay Street Hill Railroad was San Francisco's first cable car company. They successfully ran a car up Knob Hill, and then they started regular service a month later. And, of course, people just filled those cable cars back in the day. And if you go to San Francisco now, just the facts is true. People still fill those cable cars. They might be tourists more than, especially as we have come through the pandemic, more than people who are using it for transportation that live there. It's not that nobody does, but absolutely there are tourists that move through the city that way. And it's incredibly, incredibly popular. All right, as we continue, just the facts. Airbnb reported a record 103 million plus bookings in the second quarter. 103, let me say that again, bookings. People like Airbnb, and Airbnb is under fire in some areas because they don't want Airbnb. The hotels have fought it, depending on where you're listening to me, because it's cut into their revenue. And then if somebody has an Airbnb in a neighborhood, not everybody is on board with Airbnbs that are right next door to them and who may stay in the Airbnbs. I know that where I live is kind of cut up, where there's one town that's very close where they don't allow any Airbnb unless it's 6 months. If somebody comes in and they want a place for 6 months, you got it. But weekly Airbnb rentals, no. And then there are other areas where right smack in the middle of the neighborhood, every fourth house is Airbnb, right? Because people want to come to the area and people have properties where they want to make money, and they're making good money on these rentals. Let's talk about flight prices. Did you know this? Because this is unusual with the chaos that's happening in the skies. Domestic flight prices are down 25% since spring. And I found that on the travel app Hoppers. So you could get a round trip on average for $286. Remember when it was going sky high? And that was really just kind of when we jumped into the first quarter. The warning was, oh, get your tickets, because the prices are going to be astronomical. And we did see an uptick in them. And then I think there were so many snafus, and there still continues to be snafus. Maybe less people decided to travel, except for on some of these super, super big holidays. Although, when I look at the airlines and whether or not they're full, I see the opposite of that. But just know, if you are booking a trip, it's probably a good time to get a ticket, because you just might get one of those great fares. Less than $300, depending on where you're going, is really, 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 really very, very good. I saw another funny thing, thanks to my pals at The Hustle. They did a little feature, just the facts, on Listerine. When I think of Listerine, I think of my grandfather. Always, there's Listerine in his bathroom. Always Listerine. Every time he went in the bathroom, he saw it. It was just like it's like he got the mega size. Every time the sizes went up, he had the mega size Listerine. So every year, about 120,000 of what they call the global revenue from the mouthwash trickles back into the bank accounts of an organization called the Baird Foundation, which is a nonprofit based in Buffalo that's relied on their income stream of the mouthwash Listerine, because that's where they're getting the money. So isn't it interesting? Because Johnson & Johnson is the company that manufactures it, and this Baird Foundation, it doesn't seem like it has any kind of direct connection to it whatsoever. It's just a non-profit, right? They have royalty rights to Listerine. And it's interesting. It's one of the many groups. This is just the facts and makes this story interesting to me. Many groups or entities that have royalty rights to Listerine. And it's a group that included former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and the Catholic Archdiocese of New York. How about that? Because there was this provision in a contract, a 100-year-old contract, that opened up the wave for private investors to make millions from the mouthwash. And they jumped on it and chugged along, so to speak, and are reaping the benefits of that, you know, obviously. And it's, who knew, right? Who knew that money was being gone in those different directions from this little old mouthwash that, like I said, just keeps on ticking, going. All right, this to me was really interesting. HubSpot surveyed people, over 1,000 people, to learn what consumers are wired to these days. What are the trends? And in looking at this 2022 U.S. Consumer Trends Report, it's interesting. The data shows that 29% of the respondents want to leave their jobs. 28% call crypto the future of currency. And that most of the generations across the board, all the generations, think that buy now, pay later is not a good way to go. So they're not jumping on that. And I agree, there's a big push for that. Did you ever notice that? It seems like every place I go, someone's saying, well, you know, you could finance that. You wouldn't have to pay for 24 months. But that's the problem. Then all of a sudden, 24 months is over like that, and you have a big bill due. All right, the music means that I have to exit stage left or right, either way. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour. Hats off to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113.
drinksupertea.com.